Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 351.
What's going on, guys? You might be watching this on Instagram Live. 3D Dills doing a bit of testing, just sending out a little feed.
Yeah, just for fun.
Yeah, you a bit nervous because of the live audience?
No, I'm feeling okay. Are you feeling okay? You sound a little bit croaky.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just spoke to Jules Lund. He's been wiped out with a cold. We saw Jay Mueller on Friday. He went up to Sydney, was meant to go to the podcast awards.
Yeah,
had to pull the pin.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting taken down. You know where I got this from? Dylan's nuts.
You've been saying this. Dill has some unsalted nuts in the office.
Yeah.
I haven't been having any of the unsalted nuts because they're calorically dense.
All right, mate. But what did you eat on the weekend? I don't want to get into it.
Do you want me to describe everything I ate on the weekend?
No, I do not
want
to know.
Because I'm happy to.
But my theory is, so 3D Dill's been sick and we were sharing nuts. I don't know how Mr. 97, he's got a strong immune system. He drinks green smoothies every morning, but we were sharing nuts. And so I know Dylan's been, you know, wiping his nose, doing what you got to do when you got a bit of a cold. Mm-hmm. And I just think I got it from his nuts.
Maybe. I mean, you also just want to say his nuts, which I appreciate. I wanted to mention the fact that Mr. 97 told us that his mum was trolling him about the hashtag with a little bit of prompting.
Yeah.
What did she say? What did Denise say?
Can I just first, if you need to be brought up to speed on with a little bit of prompting, it was Friday's episode name and it came from Mr. 97 reaching out to a girl that he went on a date with and opening with a little bit of prompting and then he got into his message, which means nothing.
Yeah.
Mm. Slightly. We had to fucking work out what it meant.
Yeah. And so what was the advice that your mum gave?
She came in and she was just like, I was listening to the Friday's episode or whatever it was, and she was just like, oh, you could have even asked me before that. I would have told you not to send that.
Have you ever asked your mum for love advice?
No.
Okay.
Might be a good idea though.
Yeah. I think it doesn't. I don't think it hurts.
No, I think start somewhere.
Did you ever get advice from your mum?
Other than from my mother just being a great woman and learning what a great woman is and understanding how to treat a woman. Other than that, no, not specific love advice or birds and the bees chat, any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on the internet pretty young, learning about anatomy.
Do you remember, early internet experiences?
Sex.com. So curious. So curious. I remember being at the – remember news agencies?
What's on sex.com nowadays?
I don't even want to look at it. I don't watch porn, so I can't even – I can't look at it.
Because you
– No, because I can't.
We have to shout out a few people that have been coming through.
Okay.
I don't know the exact people's names because I'm not super familiar, but we got Zara McDonald, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Zara
McDonald.
She's from Shameless.
Oh, so Michelle.
She says – I waved at her, but she said a wave doesn't count, so – This is a shout out from a true Canadian.
Can I just say,
as well as Michelle Andrews.
Yes,
we're gonna shout out Michelle Andrews.
Shout out.
And Ruru said, "Can you always go live?"
Yeah, well, eventually. So we are very very soon.
That's a good way to lead into the chat about what we're going to be doing.
Can I just say,
yeah, go for it.
You've got to listen to the latest episode of Shameless because Zara and Michelle talk about the awkward experiences they had while in Sydney.
Yes.
And I couldn't stop smiling at, for one, Zara's approaching of Zoe Foster-Blake, how that went. And also Michelle being so puffed out when she went on stage to collect the award that I actually had to last night go and watch the video video because they recorded the whole event.
Okay, yeah.
And you can hear Michelle doing a
puffing.
A little bit of that. But they did very good. But it wasn't actually as bad as what they said in regards to they came across well.
So. It's always how you feel in your head when shit's going on. You know when you're a bit nervous in a conversation and you feel like if you've either been talking too much and then you realise you need to then take a breath. Mm-hmm. It's never as awkward as what it feels in your head.
Sometimes.
So maybe for you.
We got a review from someone from New Zealand.
Oh, yeah?
Their InstaLover47, yay, is their username.
At what point do you assign your username? I think mine's just my name.
Well, so you can set it up if you've never left a review before.
Yeah.
Once you put the review in, it says, what name do you want to put down.
Yeah.
And the thing is, everything is taken for whatever reason. And so people have the most obscure names. Brie, for instance, she left a review on Josh Speaking back in the day, but I didn't want people to know that it was her leaving the review.
Yeah.
And we didn't realize this until she left a review that was meant to be from her on our Apple podcast, and it came through as Timmy09.
Yeah.
So that was what she was calling
herself.
Well,
you can know that, you know my username, because it's just Tommy Jack and I left a review on our own podcast. Fucking hell.
Slightly embarrassing. I thought
it wouldn't come up.
Insta Lover, 47 yeah. Yay, said, I've been listening to this podcast religiously ever since it was recommended by Michelle and Zara from Shameless. I absolutely love the podcast, especially the banter, inspiring guests, Fat Fridays, Mr. 97's Love Life, and 3D Dill. Tommy and Josh are two Gronks definitely worth listening to. Hashtag Gronk Squad.
Fuck yeah.
How good is that?
That's nice. 3D Dill, you happy you're going to mention, mate?
Yeah, I'm happy for that.
Any other, before you wrap up the live stream, any final words, 3D Dill?
We got Joshua Atkinson joined, Rosie Kate, my sister actually joined in.
Fuck you, Josh.
And Michelle Andrews and Zara McDonald, Shameless Seams. Very happy that they finally got a mention.
Okay,
so finally.
So we hope that they are now happy and appeased.
Okay, great. Thank you, 3D Dill. You can end that. But you can do Insta stories. Are you? Yeah, that's sort of an interesting angle.
It's not my best angle.
We're going to cut this off now. So bye.
Yeah. Very good.
We'll bet we're here.
Never again.
I just thought he was just going to go for the whole entire show.
I think it was good.
I don't like it.
So what's going on?
Yeah. Other than the coconut crew being out in the town getting... No, I, to be honest, I'm a bit fucking pissed off at my neighbour.
Why?
Well, it's something I didn't get. I mean, Amy doesn't get pissed off at it. Would you get pissed off
at
this?
Is it bins related?
No, this is the same neighbour. You know how I was like, the Gronks upstairs, not giving a fuck about what goes in what bin. They're leaving like bags of rubbish next to the bin. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just total Gronk behaviour.
Is it the same ones that you heard having sex?
Same ones.
Okay.
I mean, I've given them a bad rap, but they do nothing to give themselves a good rap.
But is that, I don't know if that's a bad, like, is there a...
No, just noisy, sure, have your fun.
Do you feel a little bit, not jealous, that's not the right word, but you got these people upstairs that are fucking and not doing their rabbit. They're just like, they're living your best life.
it's a Gronk life.
It's a Gronk life.
It's a Gronk life because it is
a reality show.
You know that putting shit next to the bin isn't the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. You do it anyway. The sex is just driven by senses. Just a Gronk life is just feeling you know, just real, just driven by the senses. I think we all are striving to not do that, to not be taken over by the senses, to not just, you know.
Sex is all right though.
The sex is great. I'm not saying that sex is bad.
You wouldn't even let us go to sex.com.
I just said I didn't. You do it on your computer, man. I said
incognito.
I wouldn't do it.
I'm actually curious. My guess is that there's
I'll tell you the story. So no sex. I'll get back
turn
to.
Turn your volume down, Josh.
I'll get back to the neighbours and what they've done.
Am I too loud?
No.
Turn the volume. Okay. Yeah, sure. Good God, I feel like a child again. Yeah. So the way I discovered what this was, you know, we, Mr. 97, we grew up where there was a time there was no internet. Mm. And so there was 56K modems, which was, do the sound effect. Oh my God.
Yeah, so it is. Yeah.
You're an arsehole. I've seen porn. I haven't seen porn in fucking months.
Yeah. So sex.com is definitely a porn site.
Was that anime to the left?
Yeah, it was an ad. Anyway, no, but
was it real people?
Yeah, it was real people.
Jesus.
Isn't it funny? Like, so what you're saying something.
the first time I discovered, I mean, I was saying news agencies, they were like, did you go in and just like browse the sections and look at the magazines? And like, I was well into car magazines.
Oh, Dad was huge into car. He recently sold a stack of magazines for like $1,500, which says how many magazines he had. Because they don't go for much money on like secondhand market.
Oh, so he had a big stack and he sold them?
Yeah, well, he just had like, he would buy like four mags, I reckon, a week.
Yeah.
And so he had all the really old ones. So it's like cigarette companies.
Oh, advertising.
Like advertising, all that sort of stuff.
Mr. 97, can you find out how much sex.com is worth or sold for last time? Anyway, I was reading through this internet magazine because my mate had just got 56K modem And do the noise. What's the noise? Ding, 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 doing, doing, doing. Weird. Nah, that's not it. What is that? That was not it. Anyway,
I think that was the sound of the toilet at our office.
Netscape Navigator was the browser, or it was the internet then, was it? So or is this even too early for you?
Yeah, well, so I remember Netscape, which is a browser.
Yeah, Netscape was a browser.
That's what like my school had. I remember we had Netscape, but there was this free ISP that we were with where you only paid for the I think it was like the phone like connection or whatever, but the actual internet was free and it was a browser that had ads all over it.
Oh, interesting. No, that I don't even remember that. No, this guy was paying. Definitely. It was a family that had three kids, and that was sort of like, I guess more like it was, they were the early, not even, but
just
maybe.
Technologically rich.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just had an emphasis on, you know, needing it for their family. Anyway, we got on it. I found this magazine at the shop. It was a computer magazine, and I saw sex.com was a website. I had no idea what sex.com was. Mm. And so we went there. It was not anywhere near
that sort of
the severity.
Well, it wouldn't have loaded that quickly, that's for sure. Do you remember like waiting for something to load?
Mate.
And just like all the good bits near the end. So sort of like, okay.
Did you find an answer, Mr.
Yeah, 11.5 million just for the domain.
Yeah.
Not including the hosting cost.
No.
Bandwidth would be a bit on there.
Yeah,
it would. Do you remember what sites, like outside of pornography, that you would constantly go to when you were a kid?
Oh, not much.
Really? Outside of porn?
No, there was like eBeams World, which I've spoken about before. I think it's still there. It's a mix of like you can play Flash games, or you used to be able to play games within the browser. Flash you could watch. It was like, you know, fight videos or like stunts. You know, used to be big into Jackass and those kind of things. So it just had this mix of just porn and nasty videos.
It was pretty trashy, isn't it? Like
it was bad. The internet was bad. I mean, it still makes up a huge percentage of the internet. Pornography.
Because it was like sex industry. Also like they called it like bum fights, I think. Which was like homeless people fighting. Which like nowadays, just not okay.
Yeah, yeah. I frequent that. Rotten.com. Other than that, I was on the messenger services. Mm. MSN I started on.
Yeah. ICQ, did you?
Yeah, so the same family. Yeah. The same family
that would have gone into it, yeah.
I looked, the older brother got us into ICQ. But the weird thing was I was talking to people I didn't know.
Well, that's the whole thing. Fucked. Chat rooms and stuff. That was sort of the early days before we saw the full impact. did you ever get into the peer-to-peer Napster, LimeWire, Kazaa?
You mean get into the thievery, which is downloading shit from the internet? Bloody oath. I was into Napster and then LimeWire. Mm.
I remember just downloading like it was like parodies and stuff.
Yeah.
Weird Al Yankovic, for whatever reason, had a big sort of play.
Jackass, huge. Mm. Old fighting UFC, like the first Pride fighting, which was before the UFC. It's a bunch of all this, just random shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, my neighbours, the ones that are living that Gronk life,
could have talked about the internet stuff.
They have a cat. And my first thought goes to, you can't have a cat. It's a rental.
But also,
not allowed a cat. I lived in the same apartment that they did. We just moved downstairs. Mm-hmm. Can't have a cat.
There are definitely a type of person that's a little bit looser.
Yeah, definitely. And it's the ones that leave shit next to the bins and fuck all night.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's them. They
you would love a cat as well. It sounds like they're living.
I would hate a cat. I'm allergic to cats.
I don't know if you are. You really?
I'm 100% allergic. I'm allergic to fucking staffies now. I go to my brother's place. I have to take a Telfast. It's so annoying.
You're a big fucking baby,
mate. I'm not the one who doesn't leave home because me AirPods aren't charged.
AirPods.
And they're late to our first morning meeting.
Work in progress
of the week.
That's good to have AirPods. You like bringing that up. He likes bringing that up, doesn't he? He used to. Do you know how much TJ used to troll me about my AirPods before he got AirPods?
Now, what would I troll you about?
You'll be like,
no,
because I always thought, man, they're so dumb.
Nah.
You used to think they were so dumb.
I cannot remember.
I think we've actually got Mr. 97. We definitely don't have footage.
If you can find audio, I'm in debt to you because
AirPods, would you do if we can find a bit
if you can
in
find
audio
of me saying
of you saying something derogatory towards me and my AirPods?
Yeah.
What will you? How about this? You need to clean my AirPods through the technique that I use of sucking it on my AirPods.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
That's full on.
Well, so what do we think? What is the thing then? What will you do to give some stakes?
I'll suck one of them. I don't know if I've said it. This is why I'm pretty
He's talking about the AirPods, everyone.
I'm pretty confident that I haven't said that they were stupid. The only thing I think they're stupid, and I think mine are too, is when there's wind. It's like you may as well unplug them, speak on your phone.
But if you've said anything negative about me with AirPods, you're going to suck one of the AirPods.
I think it has to be, you said that I would give you shit about AirPods. That is just saying that I didn't like AirPods. It's not about you, because if you wear them, I could imagine giving you shit if, like, we give Conspiracy Jimmy shit. He always has his headphones in. Mm. Anyone who's just standing there having a conversation
that
has
like
headphones in.
I feel like you're sort of backpedaling now, which is fine.
No, find it. Find it. Let's have the discussion once we find it.
Someone say anything else about this neighbours with the cat?
Oh, so the cat thing, right? At night, all I can hear, I'm just positioning my mic, hang on. Yeah. All I hear is this. You got that sound effect?
Don't ever do sound effects again.
No, it's not loud enough. You should have pumped my fucking volume.
It sounds like they're an evening family.
Well, this evening extends from 8 p.m. out to 11:30 playing. So this is what I have determined the sound to be. The last bit that I did, which was... Mm-hmm. Was the cat running?
Yes.
The first bit is them throwing some little dumb ball.
Mm. So,
like, they're throwing this ball and it goes dum.
But is there something nice about it? Is there something you could be like?
What's nice about having that noise on repeat for hours at night time?
I don't think it bothers me. We have a sound that comes from our for whatever reason, our like bedhead is right against the wall where there is like industrial plumbing for the apartment. And so it's like it's really loud.
See, I can sleep with things like washing machines, dryers, things that like taps somebody in a shower. Like, I think these sounds are like,
so you are struggling to sleep based on the cat sounds.
There has been a couple of nights where I've struggled based on this sound just being on repeat, and it just pulling my attention. I could do some work on
You're fucking spending how much time on meditating?
Some of the times I've actually put the meditation back on to take my focus away.
Because very low level.
But I had a guy in an old apartment in St Kilda, and he would tap. He would be on a chair and he would just tap for so long. He must have just been watching telly.
Yeah.
And we started getting broomsticks. Tap, tap. Tapping back. It did stop it a bit. But I don't know if he's probably just thinking, what are these annoying gronks downstairs
it's
doing?
It's so interesting,
isn't it? He doesn't know what he's doing. I think we're just...
Because I'm a big baby about a lot of things.
Yeah.
No doubt. But I don't think that the...
You wouldn't tap?
The sound stuff doesn't... But like, we get a whistling sound from like the wind. Yeah. We have the tram going by.
Yeah.
We have gronks who are at the... across the road at the brewery.
Yeah. But you do go to sleep with some audiobook on every single night.
Yes.
I mean, I went over to the 3D Deals place the other day and I got there and he got up and I hear this noise. Like, what the fuck is that noise? And I said, Dil, what's that noise? What did you say?
Sleeping sounds.
He sleeps with like white noise?
It's like a white noise.
Which is great. Like whale sounds, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Just all night.
It's
just
something to do. It's the alpha waves, yeah?
Alpha waves.
The alpha waves.
There's a few alpha waves traveling through.
Yeah, definitely not the alpha coconut crew. the alpha waves. And they're definitely a competitor of the coconut crew.
There's something to do with like brain waves and other noise waves that you can do to make you relaxed.
Yeah. And you think it helps you 3D deal?
Oh man, I fall asleep in like 5 minutes.
That's good.
And I stay asleep. That's the thing. I don't wake up in the middle of the night.
Well, Bree and I were actually listening to a podcast last night and she turned it off based on I'm enjoying this so much and I can't like go to sleep. Mm. So let's keep it for tonight. And she even called me on my way to work.
Yeah.
Specifically saying, geez, I'm looking forward to listening to the rest tonight.
Yeah. Was that yesterday's episode?
No, it wasn't. Knowing quite well that I would potentially be listening already. I'm the kind of guy that if I find a Netflix series that we both like, I might skip ahead and just
and
keep
watching.
And you'll
binge it. That's a Gronk move. If you've committed with your partner, I mean,
haven't committed. Well, that's the thing. Like, if you don't specifically say, "Oh, we're watching this together,"
if it's not said, it's not my problem.
Yeah, but specifically, Brie, with this, it's very clear that this is something we're going to listen to together.
Mr. 97, probably not a principle to adapt if you are starting
adapt
to get
or
adopt. Adopt in the dating environment. Also, like dropping the bit of prompting. Yeah. Don't, if you are watching something on Netflix, maybe just
don't
say,
don't
skip ahead, just watch it. Or if you do skip ahead, don't say you skipped ahead. Just,
would
you like to watch this? Sure.
Yeah,
don't lie about it. Don't say the lie. Oh, I haven't seen it. Just say, sure, that'd be great.
You have to be if you
with a little bit of prompting on mine.
This 3D deal, would that noise annoy you? Cat above you, throwing.
Yeah, that would piss me right off.
Yeah, Mr. 97.
Yeah.
So there's three of us.
Well, do you think, what about like living, say, in New York or living anywhere in the world?
Yeah.
How many more sounds would there be?
Yeah, but I think there is the.
Because you've created a story based on it's the cat and all that sort of thing, which I actually think.
Okay,
all it
this
does
is
it
the
plays
equivalent.
Into your annoyance.
Traffic outside, sure. Sounds of the nature, like wind and shit, sure. But imagine the guy out front, beep, 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 for an hour. You'd fucking hate it. There is no doubt you'd be like, what the fuck?
I think a horn specifically.
And so what I'm saying is that doesn't fit into the urban sound effects. That goes outside of urban sound effects, which might be every now and then. Beep, beep, and
go
past
like,
and roo.
When we were in New York, if anyone walked on the stairs, we'd be able to hear it.
Yeah,
like
it sounded
loud
like they were
clear.
In our apartment. But what I'm saying is there's the frequency of the urban sound effect. You know, we've got a soundboard. You know what's on there. I'm saying things that go outside of that I think would annoy you.
Do you think potentially, like if Bodhi cries, could they hear Bodhi crying?
Because I do think about this. I go, I really want to say something or I want to fucking start knocking, but I'm like, Bodhi can lose it. The one thing going for us is we have double glazed windows. You can hardly hear shit from outside. Literally cannot hear anything outside. We're in a big, like, it's a concrete apartment building. So we've got double glazed so we can hardly hear any outside noise, which means the sound of Bodhi travelling outside.
So why
you couldn't
can,
hear it.
So
you couldn't hear it. We're hearing pressure from above us.
Yeah.
So they can't hear us stepping because we're not above them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at the top floor. So it's not, I didn't hear anything when I used to live in that same, you know, apartment block. Mm-hmm. I couldn't hear anything from downstairs.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just, it's one of those things you battle with.
You're going to be okay.
I don't know.
Well,
I'm not going to be okay if I have to fucking suck your AirPod.
Which I think you probably will.
I don't think I will. I think you misrepresented me.
I think there's definitely
defamed me. And what will you do if you don't find?
Oh, that's a good point.
There has to be repercussions. What will you do? Will you suck one?
Yeah, I mean, I've sucked my AirPods already.
No,
will I suck yours?
Mine.
Can I say yours? Where are they?
I don't have them on me.
Okay,
I don't have them here.
How clean do you keep them?
Not that clean because I'm prepping for this moment. So if I haven't across all episodes said anything, look at him. He's almost vomiting.
No. I could do it. I could definitely. It's sort of, I feel like there's certain things that like I've got a higher tolerance to.
Maybe. I think.
Although yogurt.
Oh,
the texture of yogurt's been annoying me.
And you can't deal. You might notice that no bench top will ever be wiped around here. And tell him why.
Well, because I don't like sponges.
He doesn't like sponges.
What about cloths?
No, he doesn't like cloths.
Anything that like could, if I smell my hands and I can smell anything, I hate the smell of fridges.
That one doesn't smell though.
What do you mean the smell of fridges? What does that mean?
Well, that's my biggest issue with leftovers has been previously in a life thinking that it smells like a fridge. Oh, here we go. 3D. Oh, these are, have these
mate,
ever been used before?
Yeah, these are fresh out there.
So I don't mind. No, so this is fine. I can, you can see, Dill has just passed me.
You get it fresh out the packet.
Is that fresh or is that dirty?
Oh, that's dirty, that one. Oh, okay. Touch that one.
So that's dirty, freaks me out a little bit. At the very, let me just smell it. You holding it.
Oh, what about a cotton?
It smells like BO.
I know.
It?
I was hoping you got the cotton one that your auntie got
him.
So I made a, we made a video ages ago. It was about Josh becoming Bodie's dad for the day. And we thought it'd be funny just to give Josh the responsibility of looking after Bodie, changing his nappy, taking him out.
We'll put the link in our show notes.
It was a great video. It's actually one of the most viewed outside of my very popular ones up there. With
what the fuck does that mean?
Well, the problem with my YouTube channel is I've got 200 views or I've got fucking 70,000.
Sure.
There's no in between, guys. Yeah, I'm struggling. Yeah. So there's a, and there's very little on that end. But it's, people loved it. And in it, Bodie was eating and got shit all over the ground, pumpkin all over the ground. And I threw him this damp cloth.
Yeah, well, I just think
it was a Coconut Crew promotional video right there.
Yeah, I know. I just think that the bits of food that freaks me out, like stuff like.
But that's, does it mean you actually do any cleaning? Like, cause yeah.
So I'll do, like, I'll put the knives and forks and plates and stuff into the dishwasher, and I'll take it out of the dishwasher. But I just have issues with, just, you know, when you get like.
Have you ever cleaned a toilet? When was the last time you cleaned a toilet? Like, when was the last time you got on your knees, scrubbed the dunny and the bath?
I'm very, I think, well, we don't have a bath.
Flat out, answer the question.
No, I do it every day. I sort of just.
Fuck, I mean, that wasn't expected.
No, well, as in, I am very conscientious of always sort of like keeping the toilet pristine.
It wasn't the question.
Always to use the toilet brush.
Yeah, I appreciate always, that. Like, appreciate that.
Definitely.
But I'm saying, when have you applied a bit of chemical to the dunny and gave it a good once over?
Yeah, not for a very long time.
How many? Just off the top of your head.
Three times.
In your life?
Yes. Three times in my life. Maybe that's something I could take over. Do you miss an i7?
he lives at home. That's
occasion. I've probably done it once.
What about you, 3D Dill?
Back home, I'd clean the toilet at the house that I lived at for school once a week, and then when I'm at home, typically once a week.
Oh, that's good.
On Sundays.
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
What about you? How often are you cleaning the toilet?
Once a month. I mean, the thing is, I clean the bath. I mean, Amy runs a pretty strict
Well, Bree does it regime. Bree does it stuff weekly. Bree does stuff weekly. But there are certain things.
I've seen your bathroom is spotless, bro.
Pristine. And so the one thing that annoys Bree is that I always, for whatever reason, my shaving routine is just out of whack with Bree's cleaning. Like, so Bree will clean
and then
I shave that night, which is always sort of a bit frustrating.
Mr. 97, shaving routines is when you have to get rid of some facial hair. And it can cause a bit of issues within relationships. Amy and I have had so many arguments because you just try and get it all.
I used to shave fixed. Outside.
Yeah, you got to
do all that.
I had to shave my back outside. I was like a fucking Yeti.
Yeah. If it gets windy, you're complaining about the neighbours. They're probably getting hair all in
there. No, not an apartment block at my parents' place. Okay. And then that just blows away.
People can still get patches. The Daily Talk Show iron-on patches. These are high quality embroidered patches, but we are closing the competition /doors of the patches.
What date, Mr. 97, are we closing this?
Friday this week, so the 25th.
24th.
Okay.
24th.
24th. I will say, leaving a review, sending us a screenshot of it and letting us know that you've done that is much appreciated. We got one from Ian. Title, hashtag Gronk Squad. Loving the podcast, really do have a Gronk squad now. 3D Dill has joined the team. Just two comments. Not sure about Tommy's man bun.
Why is that? Why you're wearing a hat?
Yeah, well, I thought it.
Did you notice that I didn't say? I think one of the things. I don't think you give me enough credit for how much I don't troll you about stuff.
No, but you do. You do troll me a lot. You pick me up on things I don't. I say wrong. I said, fuck off, Mason. I will give you a dead arm.
I wish we had a camera to cut to 97 then. That was great.
Mate, with a little bit of prompting, I will bash you.
I will bash you is such a bully phrase, isn't it? I will bash
you. It's old school.
It is very old school.
It's old school.
Do you think I don't think I appreciate
it. Literally, I didn't have a hair tie today, so I couldn't tie it up. Okay. I might have to borrow one off 3D Dill. So I'm rocking that mullet, baby. He says, fuck you, Tommy. And I don't think episode 14 should ever be mentioned again. Hashtag disturbing. P.S. Love the guests. Great to listen to. Local talent making good. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Ian. And also Kathleen in the Insta DMs. Oh, yeah. She said, really enjoyed listening to the Ground Up Show episode, Tommy. Great listen. Super interesting. Started meditating this year.
Yep.
And it's fucking hard. Hopefully you get Matt back on with you guys soon. Looking forward to yours, Josh.
Thanks, Kathleen. What's really annoying about that is that he then launches a podcast after mine is with Money Man.
Oh, Ramit.
Ramit Sethi, who's a boss.
I think it's fine. I think he's got his mates who are just doing sort of doing their thing.
No, I appreciate and then he has Gronks, the Gronk squad from Australia representing.
Yeah.
We are.
Diversity. We are Gronks, which is our own sort of
breed. Josh will be on the Ground Up Show too in a couple of coming months or something.
Yeah, next few weeks.
Which
coming months, really hedging your bets there. It's coming out this year maybe, depending on what.
Search the Ground Up Show, Josh Jansen, if it's not there yet.
Mm.
The one by himself.
Yes.
I went a bit premature.
That's fine. It's a daily talk show. Hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address if you want to send us an email. Guys, do you have anything? Admin minute?
Oh, we just got a message from Russ Keys. Has Josh had a rebrand? Hashtag winter styles.
Oh, they're just jumpers with the branding on. I think you need to. You can't. It's too cold at the moment.
Yeah, I'm just trying to because I was wearing the Itch Pig jumper. I go through stages of wearing something too many times and then I has to have a little bit of a rest.
Yeah.
So Itch Pig is currently being rested, and I'm wearing some of my other ones. Actually, we also got a
message from Sean.
Yeah, Sean.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys have an episode where Josh talks about the whole process for his rebrand? I'm a similar weight and would like to hear how he did it.
Mm. So what Sean's referring to
physical
is...
physical rebrand?
Yes. So I used to be 120 kilos. I reckon the thing is that it happened over so many years.
Yeah.
So I was 120 kilos in 2011. And then what has worked for me has just been gradually over a number of years.
Yeah.
Just losing, like focusing on it at the fucking weekly level of like, how am I doing this week? But then also part of it, I think, for the rebrand stuff is it's like buying nice clothes.
Yeah.
And shit like that. Because it was the thing is like, I would just wear real cheap shit.
Yeah.
And I'd get it real fucking big. And then the only way was bigger, right? Because I was just like, I'm just like, I can fit into these things where it's like when you start looking at, okay, I want to start wearing nicer clothes or I want to, like I with pant sizes and stuff, I want to be able to fit into pants.
I think you should make a video about it.
Me?
Just about your rebrand, physical rebrand and also, I guess Andrew's episode, we talked about the different types of rebrand. So there's like the internal rebrand, the physical rebrand.
Yeah.
Some can be done overnight. Others take a little bit longer. But Craig Harper's podcast, he talks about a lot to do with sort of that mindset, training and all of that stuff. Yeah. So I think that's helpful. But I want to see a video of you so we can see that kid that was 120. I mean, it wasn't the kid. It wasn't that long ago, right?
Yeah, I think the other thing too is it's like it doesn't have to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think it's about like, what is it every day that you can do? And for me, it's like walking. And I've had so many people say like, man, you shouldn't just walk and all that sort of thing. And as soon as I stop doing that, it's like, that is better than doing nothing, right? And so it's like integrating the thing into your life and something that seems completely achievable.
Yeah. Well, when then you've implemented walking as this thing you just do every single day, then you can think about adding
shit.
If you're coming from nowhere and wanting to do everything, it's very hard.
I think we just aim way too high.
Straight away, which ruins it, right? Because then it's about consistency. Anything that you stick to will probably assist you in some way, but if you don't stick to it, you're fucked.
Yeah. And I think the other thing too is it's like the idea of cutting shit out completely is fucked. It's not sustainable.
Yes, I mean, you're a weird type of person. You're an interesting type of person if you can do that, like just go full cold turkey and shift your life completely. Well, like,
Craig Harper is someone who's done that. But I think...
But he's battled hard. Yeah. You know, like he's gone... He's the cheesecake assassin.
Yeah.
You know, like he can't open that door. So when you know yourself, it's about understanding... Like you probably have a good understanding of what will trigger you. Fat Fridays is probably not the best day that we do.
But the thing is,
for the weekend, Shawnee, you know, because it does. I'm fucking triggered.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, tonight. I mean, I can have a little bit of something.
I think that part of it is like realizing that just because you have one bad meal or one bad thing, it's like you don't then write off the entire day.
All the week, you midweek blow up and then you're like, fuck it, I'll start Monday again.
I don't know if this is healthy. It's probably a sliding eating disorder, but I definitely zig and zag where I go from like, if I have a big day, I think about like, okay, how much energy, like if I've eaten heaps, I'm like, how much energy have I just brought into my body? Mm. I don't need that much the next day. So part of it's like, and I realize it's probably a little bit fucked up because there's part of me which is like, I am, what do you call it? Disciplining myself based on, you fucking idiot, you ate all this bad food.
But then that can become a pattern, right? Because then you don't want the pattern being, I'll eat as much as I want and then discipline myself the next couple of days. Yeah.
Which I think a lot of people do.
Consistency is literally the essence of what we're saying, finding the thing and sticking to it constantly.
Yeah, I think the part of it, actually the other thing that was big, sugar is fucked for me.
Yeah.
So if I actually have, I lost most of my weight eating burgers, not having chips. I mean, this sounds fucking dumb.
Yeah.
But it's like having burgers with no chips, having, you know, everyone says don't have soft drink at all. If you want soft drink, have Coke Zero or Diet Coke as a starting point to at least lose weight. Yeah. I think that we like combine the weight loss with the health thing too much. And so everyone gets into, oh, it's not good for your back, you know, your gut bacteria and all that sort of thing. And that's all well and good. But if you have 30 kilos to lose, there is something in being able to lose that weight and then find more sustainable things, moving from Coke Zero to sparkling water.
That's the principle Barefoot Investor has, is like, get a small win because it actually can give you some chutzpah.
Have your three jars, your lolly jar.
your nut jar, but Dylan's into it. Exactly. No, but just getting that win, like for you, it's like saying, if I'm a fucking flat out fat Coke drinker every single day, what if I just like stopped for two days and then I had a fat Coke?
Yeah.
Because that is a small win. But then the next thing, you know, then you're just applying it. Anyway.
The other thing is it's all like habits. So it's all like patterns and things like that. So trying to switch up. Mm. But for me, the walking, if I don't walk, everything else falls apart.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's a good thing.
The Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.